Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Rachel Neal. Rachel Neal is the CEO and co-founder of Carex Consulting Group. She has built her career around talent acquisition and company culture with a passion for startups and healthcare. As part of her background, she has extensive experience in recruiting and placing candidates in a position to succeed. Prior to Carex Consulting Group, she worked as an executive at Nordic Consulting and helped build it into one of the largest Epic consulting firms nationwide. Rachel graduated from the University of Pennsylvania and continues to be active in the local alumni chapter. Carex recently made the Inc. 5000 Regionals Midwest 2021 list. Well, good afternoon, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. I'm really excited to be here.
That's awesome. I'm pretty excited as well. You know, Rachel, you and I have connected quite some time back, but here we are again talking on a podcast, which is absolutely amazing. And what's really cool is we get to dive into your story today. And you got quite a background in healthcare tech, which is really my background. I've been in technology and healthcare for over 20 years. So I appreciate you jumping on and sharing some of this, some of the airwaves today. So Rachel, let's talk about your background. You know, you're an entrepreneur, you're a CEO, founding both Carex and Talent Bandit. Could you share with our audience what drives you to your success?
Yeah, so I got the startup bug early on in my career and had the opportunity to work for a really fast-growing startup. And once I kind of got into that space, I realized I absolutely loved it. I think what really drives me is the chance to make an impact and a difference. And I love the opportunity to be able to try things and fail and continuously learn. And to me, that is really what it means to be an entrepreneur. And it's great when you also have those big wins. So you kind of have this bumpy road as an entrepreneur of highs and lows, but there is nothing that feels as good as a win. And when I look at the team that we've built at Carex and all the people that have contributed to our success, that's really what drives me, is just that team aspect and the ability to just continuously learn and do better.
That's awesome. So really finding your passion is kind of what I'm hearing is part of your success. You had that early taste of it early in your career. So that's awesome. And that's a lot of people share a very similar story or thread. So thank you, Rachel. And Rachel, as you know, everybody globally, we just talked about this, has had to make these major shifts and pivots to adapt to the new normal. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your company stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, when the pandemic hit, it was really scary because there was this probably period of 6 weeks where I was talking to other founders and business owners and nobody really knew what was going to happen and how there was going to be this path forward and what it would look like. And we really used that time to figure out how we were going to have a plan B. And for us, we ended up really investing on the technology side of things and into our subscription line of business, which the subscription line that we work on is really like a cost-effective way for companies to scale. And we found that there were a lot of, especially in the health tech startup space, a lot of companies that still had funding or were doing well despite the pandemic. And that was kind of an area that we wanted to focus on, is helping them grow and also creating different revenue streams for our business.
That's awesome. Again, everybody's got a unique story around the pandemic and what they've done to survive or just to really help their fellow neighbor or help their customer or their employees. So thank you for sharing, Rachel. So Rachel, let's talk a little bit about tech. This is a technology platform, digital publication worldwide. Are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies in your tech stack? If not, maybe you can share a cool tool or app you're using with us today.
Yeah, so I am I'm a big fan of supporting kind of those emerging new companies. And one company I really like on the tech side is called Coderbyte, and they make it really easy to do coding assessments and tech assessments. And their platform is pretty versatile. It was started by a founder who's in New York City, and he's been really great to work with. And I find that it's an awesome tool to kind of verify somebody's ability in a different or in their given they're given stack. And it's been really helpful at kind of a tip, I think, for anybody who's like in that space and maybe looking for work, is there are a lot of hiring managers and people out there who aren't as familiar with the intricacies of what makes somebody good at a particular coding language. And this is a really good addition to submit with your resume. If you know you're really strong in C Sharp or AWS, submitting something to kind of corroborate that can be really helpful in getting an interview and even just in negotiations if you get to a salary stage.
That's awesome. Yeah, I see a lot more tools, online assessments and so forth. So I appreciate you sharing that. I think that's going to be very helpful, especially in this space. And Rachel, could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in tech, health tech, or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I think the most overlooked, the overlooked tool is networking. And I am a big believer in you don't need to know everything and you shouldn't be an expert in everything, but you should reach out to those who are. And I found that the entrepreneurial community is so willing to give back. And if you reach out to somebody and you ask them for advice or have questions for them, they'll typically respond and give you some really valuable insights that can save you a lot of time and money and effort. And so anytime I'm doing something new, I try to reach out to people who I think might know a lot more than me and see what they have to say about it.
That's awesome. I appreciate the insights, the share. It's certainly a nugget of wisdom, a gem that somebody's going to pick up out of this podcast and take it and use it. So thank you so much. And Rachel, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the invite onto your podcast, Brian. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Bye for now.